know we haven't done it in a long time. Long time. We haven't gone to Buckingham Palace in a long time. Yeah, Charles and Lady Di been cranking out them babies. Now they got another one. Remember when the first was born? Remember when the first was born?
Our little baby boy.
Yes, Lady Di, isn't he lovely? The chip off the old block, eh? So cute. One day, this is the baby that shall be king. But right now, he's my little angel.
Oh, Charles, yes, isn't he lovely? Come here. Oh, Gucci, Gucci. Oh, Gucci, Gucci. Is that how you do it, Charles? You hold them and say, Gucci, Gucci? Is that some sort of Italian phrase?
I'm not sure, Lady Di, but people normally do that with youngsters. Here, let me give it a go. Gucci, Gucci. Gucci, Gucci, I say. Gucci, Gucci.
Oh, Charles, look, he's smiling at you. He must know it's daddy. Oh, Charles, look. My God, what's wrong with him?
I don't know, Lady Di. He seems to be evacuating.
Look. Oh, God, Charles. Oh, Charles, I think I should be faint.
I sit down here. Let me put him down. Oh, nasty boy. Nasty. What has he done? Oh,
number one and number... Oh, God. And number two. Put him in his bassinet to me. Oh, Charles. I think I'm going to... What's wrong with him?
I don't know, Lady Di. We just bring him home. He's not even in the house an hour, and already there's something wrong with the little booger.
Oh, I can't believe it.
It must be your line of the family. I knew I shouldn't have married a commoner.
Me? Charles, I'll have you know that no one in my family has ever done anything so disgusting as this. Look at this. It's got to be from your side of the family. You're the one that's always hanging around those silly horses, always riding and jumping, and the horses just go on the ground whenever they want to go. It's no wonder that your offspring should be just like a horse. It's like a barnyard animal, just to evacuate wherever and whenever you get the urge, yeah, without a thought to whoever's with you or anything.
Oh, yes? Let me tell you something, Lady Di. You're the reason the little bugger's ugly. Look at the beak on him.
Oh, yes, Charles, but let me tell you something here. I don't care if he was ugly. I just wish he were normal. And I can't very well have a child normal if he's just going to evacuate all over me when I'm holding him saying, Gucci, Gucci.
All right, Lady Di, let's not turn on each other. Let's figure out what's going on here. Look at that. He's got his tonsils all messed up and everything. I shall call the royal physician. Yes, hello. Put Dr. Crutchworthy on the line, please. Hello, Doctor. Prince Charles. Very well, thank you. And you? We seem to have a little problem with our baby. Well, actually, he seems to have fouled himself. Yes. Well, that's it. One and two, actually. Yes. For no apparent reason. He just merely did it. And frankly, I think there's something wrong with him because... What's that? I beg your pardon. Normal. I mean, they just do that without so much as a thought.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But what's he saying, Charles?
Just give me a second, Lady Di. Yes, give me, Doctor. Yeah. Well, how long do we have to endure this?
Uh-huh.
Yes. 2 years.
My God.
All right. Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Yes. Thank you. Regards to the missus. Lady Di, apparently these boogers are normally incontinent. We shall just have to put up with it. We shall just have to put up with it.
Oh, look at it, it's green. Oh, Charles! Oh, I swear, Charles, I swear. By the blood in my veins. If you ever come near me with that thing again, I shall cut it off. Do you hear me? I'll cut it off.
For a dose of cool in your car pool. Don't touch that dial. It's the Grease Man on DC 101.